Sisters, neighbors, and friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What are you people doing here tonight? Don't you know that there are much more fun and entertaining places to be on Christmas Eve? There are places with bands and lights and food trucks parked out in the parking lot. I even heard a certain jolly old elf in a red suit was planning to show up at some of those other places this evening. The ads started on Facebook and YouTube last week. Some of them said, "Celebrate Christmas at this place." Others said, "You won't want to miss Christmas Eve at that place." And there were flashy scenes of singers and drum sets and multicolored stage lights, and even some fake snow. I guess that's the only snow we're going to get this season. I don't know, maybe there's still time to take in one of those other places tonight. Although, you might want to get going. I heard that they fill up pretty quick. Around here, we've got a pretty traditional church. And it's decorated up nicely. We sing the Christmas carols pretty straight, the way they're supposed to be, I guess. And we'll turn out the lights in a little while and hear the story of Jesus' birth by candlelight, but there's not going to be a laser show. I can tell you that. There are a lot of places more spectacular, more entertaining, maybe even more fun than here at this old church on Christmas Eve. But I'm glad you're here. Even those of you who are listening on the radio and online, I'm glad that you're able to be with us. Hi, Mom. There's this assumption, I guess, that we have to entertain each other to keep ourselves interested, to make us think that it's worth it to have spent the time and the money. The worst thing someone can hear these days is, "I'm bored." Ain't no one want to hear that. But that's just it, isn't it? It's not a show. It's not supposed to be entertaining. What exactly have we come out to do tonight on this silent night? What have you come here to hear? I picked up this little video that you watched. I think I might want to get my money back on part of it. I bought it online. It was only $20. And it's not that I want to be like those other shows around town. I'm not trying to be like the mega churches. But I thought it'd be fun to hear the story in a new and different sort of way. Lots of us are visual processors, and so we understand better if we see something as well as hear it. I had to search through a whole bunch of options, too. There were videos of every kind, loud and flashy ones, sappy and sentimental ones, depicting Jesus in the stable and the shepherds and all the rest. I chose this one because it was simple. Just the story with some simple illustrations. And I do think we need to hear and see things in new ways sometimes. It's important that we don't get trapped in the routine of hearing the Christmas story or any of the other stories about Jesus over and over in the same way. But there is something about this night, this silent night, that doesn't require flashy or spectacle. We don't need to be entertained or amazed. We just need to hear the story again and see for ourselves, like the shepherds, what it is that God has done. And what God has done is pretty ordinary. After all, Well, don't try and tell the host of angels that. They must have been the first charismatics, those angels, making a big show of it in the sky. But after the show, the shepherds make their way into the little town of Bethlehem, and they find not a spectacle. No lights, no loud music, although there was a drummer boy, some say. But mostly just a young mother and father and a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. A little family hanging out in the hay with the animals. Now, God isn't opposed to spectacle. God's been known to show off a bit now and then, although it's usually not of the entertaining sort. God sent the plagues on Egypt, and he split the Red Sea so that the Israelites could escape through the water. He brought down fire for Elijah to prove that he was stronger than the other gods. And there's that whole thing about Jonah and the giant fish that swallows him up. I'm sure that Jonah didn't think that that was very entertaining. But in this case, God doesn't opt for the grand spectacle. God doesn't go out for all the lights and the music, and I don't think there were any food trucks parked out behind the stage. Just an ordinary baby on an ordinary night, like all the rest. And that's really all we need, right? We need God to come to us in a way that is real. We need God to see us for who we are without the costume of glitz and glamour. We need God to hear not just our laughter and joy, but also, maybe even more so, our cries and our pain and our shouts of anger. Because tonight isn't a show. It isn't a production for entertainment. Tonight isn't even really all that silent in most places in the world. Tonight is an ordinary night like all the rest. It's a night when people are hungry and without homes. Tonight's a night when women and kids wait in fear for their husband and father to come home. It's a night when crime still occurs, when innocents are caught in the crossfire or targeted. It's a night when war rages on and powerful people sleep well in towers of self-satisfaction. It's a night when even some of us are in pain or grieve or wonder what will happen after this Christmas season is over and done. And again, don't get me wrong. I appreciate an escape once in a while, or to be entertained, or to forget about the troubles of the world just for a little while. But it's as if we do that every day of our lives anymore. What are we going to watch next? What song do we got burning a hole in our ears? What post are we going to like or comment on next? I think the last thing any of us needs is another spectacle tonight. Rather, maybe some truth and honesty about the God who comes into our world, not to amaze us, but to save us. There was that little bit at the end of the video. I didn't know if it was quite going to get there. But at the end of the video, when it showed that picture of Jesus on the cross, and it said, this is how Jesus was born and how God came into the world to serve and not to be served and to give his life, it said. And I almost didn't show this video because of that little part. I thought about editing it out, too. I could do that with these little videos. I thought, why do we need that image of Jesus on the cross? Why do we need that line about how Jesus gave his life? Shouldn't this be about the happy story of Christmas, I thought? But no, that's the part that's still with us. That's the part that didn't happen long ago in a place called Bethlehem, with angels in the skies and shepherds coming and going and eventually those visitors with their gifts. That part happened once upon a time. But this part about the cross, That's the part that keeps on happening. Not just the anguish and the pain, but the salvation of God that comes because Jesus also suffered and died and is brought to life in each of us. There's no spectacle. There's no show, no flashy lights or concert-style music. Just our ordinary, sometimes painful, often joyful lives. Just the one who was born on a quiet night, visited by some shepherds, and who grew up to show the world how to love one another, how to die for one another. And through that dying, truly live. I'm glad you're here tonight. I'm okay if you want to go see those other shows a little later. Like I said, they fill up pretty fast. You might want to get there pretty soon. Either way, I suppose there's a place for all of that too. But I'm glad that we're here together tonight to pause on this ordinary night and give thanks to God for coming into this world to be with us. God bless you. God be with you this day and always. And to us all, a very Merry Christmas.